The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 9. Habit of Doing More Than Paid For. You can do it if you believe you can. It may seem to be a departure from the subject of this lesson to start the lesson with a discussion of love, but if you will reserve your opinion until you have completed the lesson, you may be ready to agree that the subject of love could not have been omitted without impairing the value of the lesson. The word love is here used in an all-embracing sense. There are many objects, motives, and people which arouse one's love nature. There is some work which we do not like, some that we do like moderately, and, under certain conditions, there may be work that we actually love. Great artists, for example, generally love their work. The day laborer, on the other hand, usually not only dislikes his work, but may actually hate it. Work which one does merely for the sake of earning a living is seldom liked. More often it is disliked, or even hated. When engaged in work which he loves, a man may labor for an unbelievably long period of hours without becoming fatigued. Work that a man dislikes or hates brings on fatigue very quickly. A man's endurance, therefore, depends very largely on the extent to which he likes, dislikes, or loves that which he is doing. We are here laying the foundation, as you will of course observe, for the statement of one of the most important laws of this philosophy, viz. A man is most efficient and will more quickly and easily succeed when engaged in work that he loves, or work that he performs in behalf of some person who he loves. Whenever the element of love enters into any task that one performs, the quality of the work becomes immediately improved and the quantity increased, without a corresponding increase in the fatigue caused by the work. Some years ago, a group of socialists, or perhaps they called themselves cooperators, organized a colony in Louisiana, purchased several hundred acres of farmland, and started to work out an ideal which they believed would give them greater happiness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?